Well, it's a story filled with much irony. I left my position as Cleveland Law Director in January of 2005, ironically enough, to avoid a mayoral election year. 2005 was a mayoral election year in Cleveland, and I could see that it was going to be a very, very difficult one indeed, and proved to be. My wife and I have triplet sons who at the time were 9 months old, and she had been hospitalized for 3 months on strict bed rest prior to their birth. And we had almost lost the children 4 times prior to the point of viability, and she was not necessarily in the best of health post-pregnancy. So we wanted to try to ratchet it down a little bit in terms of the sort of type A professional lifestyle that I was leading. And so I stepped down as law director in January and was teaching for the semester at Case Law School. They gave me this wonderful fancy title of Distinguished Practitioner in Residence, which was a great way of paying me very little and having me walk around dispensing wisdom to law students without an office. So it was like in residence, sort of in residence the way a homeless person might be. But I was teaching legal ethics and teaching appellate practice, was also practicing law on the side. And my plan was to finish out the semester, goof off for the summer as much as possible for the first time in a long, long time, except for a couple of legal matters I had, and then probably join a law firm by the fall. And then the scandals broke. And I moved to Ohio originally to work for Dick Celeste when he was governor, right after college. And Ohio was prosperous then. Ohio used to call itself the heart of it all. And Ohio was at the cutting edge of so many different things, but also had the kind of salt of the earth values that I personally very much value. And I have watched over the last 16 years as this state has been in decline, and yet had always assumed that my differences with this crop of statewide elected officials were a matter of political philosophy, energy level, and to some degree intelligence. That they have an odd philosophy, that they're terribly lazy and don't exercise governmental authority the way I would to try to protect people and help people. And some of them aren't that bright. That's where I thought it ended. But the scandals revealed to me that the differences are far more significant than that. That these people have been seeking power merely for its own sake and not to serve. And they have been like lookouts at a bank robbery, whistling along while their pals have been looting the bank. They've essentially been there as facilitators of a great looting. And as more and more information about the workers' comp scandal and all the collateral stuff started to come out, I think that I felt like, I had vision, but somebody had put glasses over my eyes, and I could see things a lot more clearly. At that point, my wife Mina and I had a choice, which was, do we do what we always do in election years, which is find a great candidate, support the candidate, and basically potentially watch us lose again? Or do we say that this is a moment in Ohio's history that requires personal sacrifice? And then the other question we have to ask ourselves is there a particular value added that I bring at this moment? That it might be somebody else's, that the right thing for somebody else to do some other time, but it's the right thing for me to do this time. And that's really where we came out, that I have no choice but to enter the fray, because my professional background is that of cleaning up messes. That's what I do. And boy, do we have a mess. I turned around the Cleveland Law Department, prosecuted corruption and fraud in the healthcare industry, clean up corruption at Cleveland City Hall. This is stuff that I know how to do. And that was ultimately the deciding factor. After we started making some telephone calls and canvassing and seeing if there were any other candidates out there that we might get excited about, including, by the way, State Senator Mark Dan, whom my campaign chairman, Christopher Celeste, the governor's son, called for me because we were seeing his name in the paper associated with the corruption stories. And you know, he asked him, "Are you going to do this?" And the answer was no. And so I entered the fray on June 1.